Warning, no animals were harmed in the making of this episode, but one of them really should have been. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man gets slapped in the face with some hard meat.
If I had a dollar for every time that happened to me. A Florida woman pisses off a hippopotamus.
A Florida man got really excited at Dollar General.
It happens. And a Florida woman is a crazy cat lady.
Plus, the Florida Men Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, welcome everybody. Here we are. We're a little late this week, recording on a Sunday.
They're going to get it the same time.
I know, but I'm trying to set the mood here.
Oh.
The mode? The mode? What is the mode?
Incognito mode. That's the mode you need to be in with us.
All right, so let's get to the week's events here. So let's talk about our New Year's resolutions now. We're into February. I'm giving up cheese balls, I'm enjoying string, dental floss, paper straws, sporks, and cursing at roundabouts. This week was tough.
How was that?
This week was tough.
I've been through a few roundabouts this week.
I disposed properly of two paper straws down on Fort Myers Beach. Refused to do it. Didn't do it. Wouldn't be prudent. So, this week, I put a lot of thought into this, and I've been in somewhat of a... What's the word I'm looking for? Nostalgic mood.
Okay. What were you nostalgic for?
Nostalgic mood. And I've made a decision. I have decided for this week, for the rest of only this year, I am going to stop mourning the death of two of my heroes.
Okay. Which two are those?
That would be Mr. Tom Petty and Prince. So I am going okay. to, I've been in mourning for a long time, and it's time to realize they're not coming back.
No, they are unfortunately not.
So I'm not giving up. I'm going to recognize the fact, I mean, I've got to come to terms that there will be no more new music from Tom Petty and from Prince. And that's hard. And I know the listeners are probably, who don't know me that well, are not going to understand the magnitude of what I'm speaking of here. But, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
You do sing a pretty fine Purple Rain.
So that's it. I'm going to come to terms with the fact they're gone.
Okay.
And it's time to move on.
We'll see how long that takes you.
Yep.
All right.
And this is the hardest one so far. Sporks, easy.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Paper straws. Thump them away.
Okay. But yeah.
This one's hard.
Well, like I said, we'll see how long that lasts. And my resolutions, as you know, this year so far have been, I'm going to do more cursing, more Candy Crush, more traveling. And we covered the fact that we're going to be in, well, one of us is going to be in Chicago. I don't know.
I wasn't invited, so I'm not going.
You've been invited three times now, and I'm going to keep inviting you until you decide you're going to go. And
it's cold in Chicago.
Not in July.
Oh, it's in July?
It's in July.
Oh, I still ain't going.
And it's during Taste of Chicago. That's where all the restaurants providers are there and put out their spreads for all the tourists to sample.
That's great. That's great, Joe.
It's a wonderful time.
Of course it is.
And one of my others that I'm going to be doing is drinking more of Phil's beer, and I didn't do that again tonight, so I'm failing on that one. Uploading new episodes earlier for patrons. I've been working on that the last couple weeks. I've been putting them up Sunday nights.
But since we're recording Sunday night, that one's probably not going
to
happen.
I got several hours left in the day. We'll see how long it takes us to get through this one. But my new one this week is I'm going to tweet more.
Twerk.
Tweet.
Tweet?
Yeah, I'm going to be on Twitter a lot more.
Twitter? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like,
all right.
As myself, which I am at Joel from FL. Or as the Florida Men Podcast, which is at Florida Men Pod.
Okay.
And I have been doing that already this week. Doing a
you
lot.
Have?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of tweeting, and that's You know, that's
how does that make you feel, Joel, when you embrace popular. The tweeter?
Yeah, I see why our president is on there all the time, because when you get all these little alerts that say, you know, so and so liked your tweet, so and so liked your tweet, you've got a retweet or a comment on your tweet. It's you get a little rush. So yeah, I'm gonna tweet more. And actually, I found that tweeting and interacting with a lot of other podcasters on Twitter gets us more. They do the Follow Friday, and we get mentions more, and we get more followers that are not other podcasters that are like their listeners. We've had two really good weeks of downloads these last couple weeks. So
what I'm hearing is you're embracing the popularity of the social media.
Yes, that is correct. I'm shying away from the Facebook and
yeah, I don't do Facebook much anymore. And, I'll be honest. There are certain people I follow and I do respond to, but mm-hmm. mostly music in Southwest Florida. But other than that,
yeah, Facebook is kind of gone.
It does give me a rush. I'm not gonna lie. When Inga tries to friend me and
oh yeah, Inga from Russia
and yep. You know, see my nude pics and stories.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a moment, I really want to hit that button. Really do.
Yeah.
I really want to hit that button.
Yeah, but you know.
But I know it's wrong.
Yeah, you know Inga is actually Sven.
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be.
He just wants to guess.
But I really
want to
mash that button sometimes. You know, I thought about.
And you want to click, too. Right?
I know. The thing I was going to give up this week was I almost gave up midget porn. And I was. But then I thought, no, that's just too hard. It's too much of a commitment,
and
I'm not ready for it.
And
I'm not.
And you gotta, you know, you'd have to do two because that's only half the size of the regular.
Not gonna do it.
You know what you need to look.
Why do I go into Dana Carvey every time I say that?
I have no fucking clue.
Not gonna do it.
It's not like it's
wouldn't be prudent.
It's not like it's a current reference.
I don't know.
It's like the car dealership locally that dresses up like Hans and Franz and do the pump you up. And this is 2018 or 2019.
I know.
And they're still fucking doing it. Do you have anything to plug? Do you have any announcements you need to make about
contrary to popular belief, Joel, there is nothing on my body that needs plugging. Right
I know
now.
You've got a girlfriend, so I don't.
Don't want to get into your personal life, but damn. No, there's nothing that needs plugging tonight. Whew. Okay.
Any upcoming live performances you want to talk about?
I'm not supposed to respond to that. Where am I supposed to go with this? No. Right. Even if I did, I wouldn't say it here now.
All right. So Wednesday, February 27th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be on the Robin Slim Show. That's a live podcast. You can find that on YouTube and Facebook, and we'll have links in the show notes for where you can find that podcast. But they do theirs live, which we take a lot of editing to get this down to something.
Are they sure they know what they're getting listenable. Into?
I don't know if they do, but they've invited us to be on, and we'll have a date, and I'll tweet out the date and time of their show.
Since you're big on Twitter now, yeah. That should be a.
Well, that's how they found me.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to do that. And then, as always, I am on Thursday nights. I am at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers, where I do the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz. Actually, I'm going to be off this week because they have canceled the trivia night for Valentine's Day, which is this Thursday. But I'll be back on the 21st.
Wait, back up. Do what?
They're canceling.
No. What's on Thursday?
Valentine's Day.
Motherfuck. God, I hate Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. You, yeah.
The abomination of all holidays.
Good luck with that. Yep.
I loathe Valentine's Day.
Is that because you sell panties?
No, it's because... Don't tell everybody. I do not sell panties. No, it's just a made-up freaking holiday where you actually have to... Valentine's Day is the abomination of all holidays. It stands for nothing. It represents nothing. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The birth of Christ, Martin Luther King, great leader, inspiring. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day for all that's the day where men are obliged
mm-hmm.
to confess their love for their loved ones.
Yeah, well, because some men just forget to do that on a daily basis.
I don't need a holiday to remind me of that.
Some men do.
But, I hate it. I cannot stand
You know, we have
Valentine's Day.
We have the reciprocal holiday the month later, right? You know that, right? On March 14th, you know what day that is?
It's the day after March the 13th.
No, it is Steak and BJ Day.
Okay.
So that's the...
How'd that work out for you last year?
That's the guy's equivalent of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Did you celebrate that last year?
I did. My wife didn't.
Story number one. Florida woman arrested for throwing frozen pork chop at boyfriend.
Yeah, and this story actually was submitted several times by listeners. Todd, Amy, Cassandra, and Ken. Remember Ken from Paradise After Dark? Yeah, he sent this one in to you. But the first person to actually send this in to me was Phil.
Me?
You.
Woohoo! I participated in the contribution of our podcast.
Yes, you did.
All right, a Florida woman is facing domestic battery charge after allegedly clobbering her boyfriend in the face with a frozen pork chop.
Damn.
During a dispute Friday night in their residence. A frozen fucking pork chop.
That's... I hope it was boneless.
No, a real pork chop's always got bone in it, right?
No, they make boneless pork chops. They cut the bone off for you.
Oh. Cops allege that Jennifer Brassard, 48, and her beau were engaged in a verbal argument around 9:45 p.m. when Brassard threw a frozen pork chop at the victim. The pork chop, a criminal complaint notes, struck the man below the left eye, causing a half-inch laceration.
That's not too bad. I mean, normally when you get a black eye, you want put a piece of cold meat on it to... put the swelling down. So she gave him the black eye and the meat at the same time.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
No, I just thought of it.
You just made that. After getting hit with the pork chop, the victim fled the company. Now, where was this at? Arrested. Now, where's this at? It didn't say where it was from.
No, it does not.
It just says Florida woman, so I'm assuming it was in Florida.
Yeah.
Police arrested Brassard after determining that she was in the, quote, primary aggressor, unquote, during the domestic confrontation. Brassard was booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. She was released from custody yesterday afternoon upon posting a $250 bond. A judge has ordered Brassard to have no contact with her boyfriend. Oh. You have been banished.
Yep.
Criminal complaint...
Who's going to cook his pork chops, though?
Well, she not her. She wasn't cooking them in the first place.
This took place in Brooksville.
Where's that?
North of Tampa.
Okay. Okay, Joel, Canada is north of Tampa. Can you be a little more specific? An hour? 2 hours?
Not even an hour.
All right, thank you. The criminal complaint does not indicate whether the pork chop was seized as evidence. Damn. Dude got bitch slapped by a pork chop.
Yeah, you know, I can think of better things to have thrown in my face.
Better than a knife? I mean, if you think she's in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She grabs it, and she had to do it frisbee style. She had to underhand it, you know, and it's twisting and going through the air. It flies like a frisbee and pops him in the head.
Now, did she throw it frisbee style, or did she throw it like ninja star style?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, because one's vertical.
Thank you, Joel, for those.
It didn't say whether the laceration that was a half an inch was a horizontal or a vertical laceration.
Well, under the eye, I'm assuming
You can go either way.
Go either way, you're right.
When it's a half an inch.
You're right.
That can fit in a lot of different spaces.
An inch equals a mile. That's why men are the best map readers.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah.
Damn, she bitch slapped him with a pork chop.
You know, he went hungry that night because the cops took her away.
Well, it took him away. They don't know whether the pork chop was seized as evidence.
Well, at the very least, his chef was seized as...
Damn.
Was arrested.
That's fucked up.
All right. Speaking of fucked up, story number two. Florida woman attacked by an angry hippo during a Zimbabwe vacation.
Seriously?
Seriously. A Florida woman has spoken out about the moment her dream birthday vacation in Zimbabwe took a deadly turn when she was attacked by an enraged hippopotamus.
Now, Zimbabwe is not in Florida, right?
No.
That's in Africa.
That is in Africa, correct. Kristen Yalder and her husband Ryan were on a canoe safari on the Zambezi River with a pair of tour guides on December 1st when the group's vessels got too close to a hippo calf submerged in the water, causing its mother to charge.
All right, so let me get this straight. So they're in the water in a canoe with hippopotamuses.
Yes.
And so I've seen, I do watch Animal Planet and Discovery and all that stuff, and hippos are not the most friendliest of animals.
No, they're not, and they're not small either.
No, they got big tusks.
Yeah, they're mean.
You're not going to take one home and turn it into a pet.
No.
And put it in a swimming pool.
Not unless you are Pablo Escobar.
No.
Pablo Escobar smuggled 4 hippopotamuses into Colombia, and I saw this on the news the other night, and they actually, when he died, they just got let loose, and now they have a feral hippopotamus problem in Colombia. There's like a herd of over 50 of them. Quote,
if I had that kind of money, though, I don't know if I'd buy a hippo, much less 4 of them.
Yeah, that's like a whole other level.
What constitutes a herd?
Well, apparently.
More than 2?
I don't know, but I would say 4 is you're getting into herd
territory.
That's
herd territory.
You got 2 breeding pairs right there. But yeah, I mean, there's being well-to-do, there's having fuck you money, and then there's having fucking hippopotamus money.
And that's what Pablo had.
Pablo Escobar had fucking hippopotamus money. Yep. Quote, I didn't have any fear getting into the canoe whatsoever, thinking that something like this would happen, unquote, Yaldar said in an interview with Good Morning America on
Thursday.
They
put her on GMA.
They did. One of the tour guides
had been a slow news day.
Jesus. One of the tour guides had spotted the hippos on the right bank of the river and instructed the guests to paddle away from them, but not soon enough.
Run!
When I had looked over, the only thing I saw was just the back of a hippo went underneath the water. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if it had just submerged itself or if it meant it was starting to charge underwater, Kristen said. Before they knew what was happening, the baby hippo's mother swam under Kristen and Ryan's boat and threw it in the air, causing them to be ejected into the water. Ryan managed to swim back to the shore after the boat capsized, and when he turned around to look for his wife, she was gone. Nice move, dude.
She's on her own.
Honey, what happened to you? Can you imagine if she didn't make it, the story he would have to tell coming back?
It's every man and woman for himself.
Yeah, I said till death do us part. I didn't say nothing about hippos. Quote,
you're on your own, bitch. Run.
She was nowhere to be seen, just disappeared, Ryan said.
Motherfucker, I'd be walking on water. I'd be Jesus.
And I can see the other canoe farther down, and they're just standing there screaming, hoping she's going to come back to the surface. That's pretty bad when your African tour guide is hoping that you come back up to the surface. Kristen, a self-described wildlife enthusiast, said she fought the hippo as hard as she could, punching the animal in the face several times as it latched onto her right leg. Quote, I was very close to feeling myself running out of air. I had to do something to try and let it go, to try to get it to let go, she said. I grabbed its mouth and tried to pull it off my leg, and I could feel its face and the leathery feel of its mouth and the front of his nose on my leg.
A hippo's got
a huge face.
You can't hit it? You're underwater. I mean, you don't have a very effective punch underwater.
No.
Truth be told, I must confess, I have never fought a hippopotamus underwater.
I haven't, no. And I have seen a hippopotamus underwater. Have you been to the hippo enclosure at Busch Gardens?
Let me think. No.
Well, it's pretty cool because they have this this plexiglass wall, basically. It's basically like any aquarium, but it's it's right up against the little pond that the hippo goes in, and he'll just hang out next to the window. That sucker is huge. It's huge. It's got like a 4-foot wide head.
4 foot?
Yeah, it's giant. I would have kissed my own ass goodbye if I had my leg clamped down by a hippopotamus. Kristen said she felt even more terrified after the hippo released her. My fear then was that it was going to come after me again, she said. I didn't think I could survive if it came after. Kristen was able to backstroke to the shore where Ryan helped her out of the water into the nearest canoe. She was taken to a small clinic in Zimbabwe before being transferred to a hospital in Johannesburg, where she arrived 14 hours after the attack.
That's called quick response in South Africa.
Yeah, 14 hours away.
Well, Zimbabwe is another country. South Africa is another country.
Oh,
so
that's right. Yeah, Johannesburg is South Africa. Jesus. Wow.
What did we learn from this?
Don't go on fucking safari.
Don't go to Africa. Stay on white ass in Florida.
You want adventure? Go out in the Everglades. You can stay on your airboat. It's got a motor.
Story number three. This is a doozy. Florida man accused of openly masturbating in Dollar General.
And we'd like to thank our other listener, Tiana. She submitted this story. And
which is it?
It's spelled T-Y-A-N-N-A, so it could...
Tiana.
Tiana. Okay.
We're going with Tiana.
All right. Thank you, Tiana. We appreciate it. We'd love if more listeners would send in stories about people masturbating in public, because I will definitely make Phil read all those, too.
I have never been caught, okay, for the record.
I can't say that.
All right. An Orange County Corrections Officer... An Orange County Corrections Officer has resigned after he was allegedly caught on tape exposing himself in a Brevard County Dollar General while following a woman around, according to officials in a sworn complaint. William Keister, 55.
Oh, I would have pronounced that Keister.
All right, we'll go with Keister then. Is accused of exposing himself and masturbating openly in the Dollar General at 2545 U.S. 1 in Mims on January the 9th, according to a sworn complaint.
So, you have mentioned before that you worked at Dollar General.
I worked at the corporate offices. I did not work in a store. Yes, I am a prior employee of the Dollar General. And for the record, I have never been caught masturbating in the corporate offices.
What about in the stores?
No, I've never been caught.
Okay.
The incident, which was caught on surveillance camera, prompted the Brevard County Sheriff's Office to put out a bulletin with pictures from the video attempting to identify the culprit. Now, let me get this straight.
That penis had a mole on it.
So they put out the pictures. Oh, dear God. The video of him stroking his junk in the middle of the DG. They put it out to see if anybody recognized him.
I would assume they blurred out the naughty bits.
One of the Keister's co-workers saw the bulletin and reported it. Fucking traitor.
You know they had beef already. That asshole. That looks just like that asshole from work. I'm going to get his ass.
Keister? We're going with Keister, right?
Sure, whatever.
Keister agreed to be interviewed by a BCSO detective last Wednesday. During that interview, he, quote, admitted to exposing his genitals and following a female around the store because he thought she was attractive, unquote, according to the complaint.
All right. So this is why there's the Me Too movement. Because idiots like this think it's okay to just walk around Dollar General, follow some random lady around, jerking off. That's what Louis C.K. did. Well, he did it with other comedians. But.
Agreed. But, you know, I am going to say this, and I know I may regret it in the future, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have no issue with the Me Too. That is supported 100%. However, those of us that grew up in the old school way, the hashtag symbol also stands for pound.
Right.
So you named your movement Pound Me Too. Which totally contradicts the Me Too movement.
And not only does it contradicts in two ways. Because you can pound somebody, or you can pound somebody.
You said contradict. Again, I have no idea. Yes. Look, I have nothing but support for people that's been through that and the stuff with the Me Too movement. I get it. But really, dear God, you had to use the pound sign?
Yep.
There's a nice little meme about that, but
yeah,
we're not going to put that in the show notes. Keister also, quote, admitted to masturbating for a brief period of time, but stopped because he knew it was wrong, the complaint states. He knew it was wrong.
So you just admitted that he's not going to have any wiggle room, pardon.
Wiggle?
Yeah. Pardon the pun, but he's not going to have any wiggle room with his defense if he admitted that he knew it was wrong.
I've
been doing this my whole life, and nobody's ever told me that it was wrong.
I've been through numerous stores gazillion times through my life, and I've seen quite a few attractive ladies in my time. Not going to lie. Never got a chubby. I mean, how do you get a hard-on in the middle of a Dollar General and walk around behind her stroking your damn dick?
I don't know. Was the air conditioner turned up really, really high?
I don't know. Well, it's right now, so probably not.
Yeah, it was December, wasn't it? Or no. Yeah, this month. So, yeah. Nope.
Well, Keister resigned.
And I've seen the type of women that shop at Dollar General.
We're not going there. We're not going to do it. I used to work there. We're not going to stereotype, okay? We're not going to do it. Not tonight. Tomorrow, maybe. But Keister resigned from the Orange County Corrections Department. So let me say that again. He resigned from the Orange County Corrections Department. This son of a bitch is a damn
prison guard. I hope he's not at a women's prison.
He's a prison guard.
Not anymore. He's not.
According to the complaint, Keister had worked as a corrections officer 5 days a week for the past 6 years. He faces a misdemeanor charge of indecent exposure, court records show.
Now, he's 55 years old. He's been doing this for 6 years. What did he do up till, 6 years ago?
His attorney, he has an attorney, filed a plea of not guilty to the charge, records show.
They got him on video, and he admitted that he didn't know it was wrong. How do you plead not guilty?
Seems fairly open and closed.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't even need to bring Matlock into this.
No. This was not a...
Not even Barnaby Jones would not even be necessary for this.
No.
Magna P.I., don't need him. You're guilty. Done.
You could use Ice-T, his character from SVU, because as far as TV cops go, not the brightest character.
But not the dumbest either.
That's true.
No record publicly exist to indicate whether Keister was ever booked in jail.
Isn't that convenient?
Or are you going to put him in jail with the same people that he's been...
No, he's in Orange County. This was in Brevard County.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So what did we learn from this story? Don't get caught stroking your junk in the damn Dollar General.
Pay attention to where the security cameras are when you're jerking off in the Dollar General.
I know.
You know, it's Dollar General. They don't have
I didn't even know we had video cameras when I worked at DG.
Well, maybe it's a new thing.
They have like 14,000 stores.
I've been in one once in my life, and that's only because it was the only store that was open that day. It was actually pretty recent. I went to the gas station that was next door. They didn't have ice. So I went to Dollar General because they had an ice machine or ice cooler out front. Went in. No, sorry, we don't sell ice on the weekends because the manager has the key to the ice box.
Huh. Isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
What? I went back again with the damn Dana Carvey.
Different character, too.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, that's church lady right there.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Other than the fact I've had a lot of Jack and Coke today. But it's been a long day.
Close your eyes and imagine a room.
There's a secret door.
A staircase that descends into darkness.
A room filled with terrible wonders.
It is a library of mysteries, a catalog of terrors. Join us bi-weekly down the hidden staircase for stories and cases you probably haven't heard of. You can find the hidden staircase on iTunes, Spotify, or any podcatcher. Don't forget to lock your doors and hold tight to your flashlight.
All right, it's time once again for the Florida Man Regional Championships.
Yes, sir. This is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is.
Where did you get that beer?
Out of your fridge.
Bastard.
I have to fulfill my...
Bastard.
My...
You know, just because you made a New Year's resolution to drink more of my shit, doesn't mean you got to do it.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of doing the resolution.
Fine.
All right, this is a bracket-style playoffs. We have 16 teams that we divided into two regions, rural and urban. And each week we have one competition until the winner is decided. And if you want to see the brackets, there's a link in the show notes. We've got one with the no-spoilers tag where you can see what the original bracket looked like without anything being filled in. And then we've got a spoiler version where you can see where every team is at this point in the game. So...
So who's this week?
This week, our match is Ocala-Gainesville, that area, versus Southern Central Florida, which is what we're deciding is from the south of the I-4 corridor down to about Lake Okeechobee in the middle of the state, not on either of the coasts.
Okay. So this one is fairly easy for me.
Yeah, I would say this
fairly easy.
Yeah. So in Ocala, Gainesville, actually in Gainesville, we have the University of Florida. That's the big.
That's kind of important.
Yeah, that's kind of one of our major universities here in the Sunshine State.
One of the three.
Yeah, we've also got. Yeah, well, Dunk City.
I know.
FGC.
Six.
But yeah, we've got the Ocala National Forest up in that area, which is beautiful. Silver Springs. Have you ever been there?
No, and it's irrelevant because I'm on to number four.
So. Oh, yeah, number four is the music, yeah. That's the home of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, as well as Sister Hazel. They're from Gainesville as well. The band Against Me, which actually started in Naples and then moved up to Gainesville when they went to college. And Laura Jane Grace was from Against Me. And then you've also got Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Correct.
And Don Felder from the Eagles.
Guitar
also
player from the Eagles, yep.
From Gainesville. Yeah.
And what do we have in southern central Florida?
So we've got a bunch of sugar farms.
Sugar farms.
Yeah, we've got some towns like Arcadia and Sebring, and you know, we've got Okeechobee, River Ranch, Clewiston, LaBelle. LaBelle, they've got the car dealership that their slogan is Y'all Spoken Here. Lake Placid.
See, I thought Lake Placid was in, that's where the Winter Olympics was held, right?
No, not, it's a different Lake Placid.
Oh, we didn't have the Winter Olympics in Central Florida?
No, there's not a whole lot of downhill skiing here in South Florida. And my favorite city name in the entire state of Florida, Yeehaw Junction.
Of course it is. Hey, we had in Mississippi, we had a hot coffee. True story.
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee. Real town. Hot coffee, Mississippi.
Okay. Near my hometown.
Never been there, but we had it.
Near my hometown in Michigan, there's Hell.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've heard of Hell.
Yep, they froze over this week.
They did froze. And we got a lot of sugar farms there.
Yep, that's about it.
Do we need a lot of debate with this?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think we're going to call it.
Yeah, I am not going against Tom Petty after my previous confession.
No, and that had nothing. You hadn't.
I did not even see this. I did not look at the show notes. I did not have any inclination of this. So, but yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
not on my watch. Not gonna happen.
All right. Ocala Gainesville is our winner this week.
Why do I keep doing this? I keep going into freaking Dana Carvey bits.
I don't know.
I mean, I like the man, but damn, he hadn't been relevant for 10 years. I mean, not relevant. Not I mean that ugly, but I mean. He hasn't been around.
Right, he's not like A-list anymore like he used to be. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm calling.
I do have one of those Funko Pop figurines with the giant heads, the little...
A bobblehead?
They're kind of a bobblehead, but they don't bobble, but they're like that. I have Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World on my desk at work. So I do have a Dana Carvey.
Of course you do.
Yeah, so. Anyway, our next competition next week...
Well, we're calling this, right?
We called it Ocala Gainesville.
Okay.
Definitely. Orlando versus Tampa Bay.
It's going to be a tough one.
This is a tough one. Not like this week. This week we had a
pretty easy layup.
Yeah. Next week, listen to see who we determine is.
So how many are we down to? We've eliminated how many?
I think we've eliminated six at this point.
Okay. So are we still in the first round?
Yeah. All right, and that is it for Florida Men Regional Championships.
Yeah, there is no way I'm voting Sugar Farms against Tom Petty.
Oh, hell no.
Not happening. Not on my watch.
This was basically a bye round for Gainesville, Ocala.
Yep.
Story number four. Florida woman hides in cat cage after hitting a dog walker with his own flashlight.
What's a cat cage?
A cat cage.
They're rather small, aren't they?
I would have thought so, yeah. So let's,
all right, well,
why don't I read this?
All right.
All right, a Florida woman was arrested after striking a man with his own flashlight while he was walking his dog early Wednesday. Officers said Adrian Murray was walking his dog on Hayes Street Northwest in Palm Bay, and like most days, he was carrying a flashlight with him. The occupants inside a home came outside to confront Murray over the flashlight, complaining about the light waking them up every morning, officer said. Big fucking deal. Close your curtains.
So he's just walking his dog.
He's walking his dog, and he's got a flashlight, and neighbors are pissed off about it. Every morning they get woken up because of the flashlight walking by it.
Was he shining it in the house?
Doesn't say, but who cares? I mean,
come on.
Yeah. The flashlight's shining. If it's shining in your window, I understand that.
Come on. Yeah.
But
then
if he's just walking down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, a car could drive by. That's going to shine just as much light, if not more. Investigators said a resident inside the home, Tabitha Del Villar, approached Murray and screamed profanities at him.
What type of profanities?
It is not specifying.
Damn it. That would have been good.
Yeah. An altercation ensued where Murray pushed De Villar away and Murray was struck in the face with his flashlight after it was taken away from him, officer said.
All right. So she grabbed his flashlight from him and bitch slapped him with it?
You got it.
Dude, protect yourself. You got a flashlight.
And you got a dog, too.
And a dog.
What's your dog? What the fuck kind of dog is this? It's not going to defend you against this crazy woman coming out swearing at you in the early morning hours. Yeah. Officers said Murray was injured in the incident and called 911 for help. As officers attempted to speak with De Villar inside the home, she ran outside and hid in a cat cage in the backyard, officials said.
Cat cage in the back. What kind of fucking cat? How big a damn cat they got?
How many cats do they got?
Well, that's a good point, too.
I mean, I've seen some cat ladies that have like 6 or 7
cats. I mean, most of the cat cages that we have, I've seen are rather small.
Yeah.
Little plastic ones that.
Exactly. Like a carrying cage that you take them to the vet in.
Right.
Because you don't want your arms scratched up when they realize where you're going. Yeah.
Well, they do that. No.
Yeah. No, we've got a rabbit cage in the backyard that has a couple rabbits in it, and that's like 6 feet tall. I mean, if I took the shelves out of it where the landings that the rabbits can hop up on, I could fit into that, but.
You could?
Yeah. It's big. It's a big fucking cage. Like I said, it's 6 feet tall, 4 foot wide. I ain't that big. I might have to duck.
You might have to, suck it in.
No, it's more the height. That's the problem as opposed to the girth.
All right.
Murray was taken to the hospital and found to have damage to his eye that could result in vision loss, officers said.
Damn.
Officers said they spoke with Del Villar and determined she had a warrant for violation of probation and placed her under arrest. Officers said Del Villar is facing charges including aggravated battery and theft.
All right.
She got theft for stealing the flashlight.
Bitch got stuck with theft because she stole his flashlight and bitch slapped him with it.
Yep, and then she took it home, obviously, because if she would have left it there, she couldn't get theft.
Damn, that's a mean-ass bitch.
There's always one in the neighborhood.
Would you like for me to go into detail?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm not. But
I know you had friends over a while back, and you had a neighbor come and complain about all the vehicles in the street.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, I got friends, lady, and you don't. Yeah.
I mean, the neighbor of which we do not speak any longer of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why eventually I want to have a compound.
You know, I was thinking that too.
I want to have a compound. Like, I want to have, not in a cult-like atmosphere.
No, just like 5 to 10 acres.
5 to 10 acres, about 6 or 7 houses of our friends, and a central, like, barn, shop type thing, shooting range.
We're on the same wavelength. It'll be the
Florida Red Room. Compound. Red Room. We got our own, private,
It's got to be hosed out and disinfected after every use.
Yeah, pretty much. whatever color it was from 50 Shades of Grey, whatever color it was. Was it the Red Room?
I don't know. I haven't watched that fucking movie.
I thought it was red. I may be wrong, though. That terrifies me, though. I don't want to be strapped down. I don't like pain. I don't want to be. Guess what I did today? I ain't told you this. Guess what I did? Not today, but I did Friday.
What?
I had a consultation.
With?
A tattoo artist.
Really?
Yep. I'm getting inked.
What are you getting? You getting the Florida Man logo?
Nope. Not going to happen.
Again.
I did it again, didn't I?
You did it again.
Nope. Not doing that. Yep. I got something going on. Got a little something. Get a little sleeve. A half sleeve.
Really?
Yep, getting the whole thing done.
Nice. I have a design that I've toyed around with wanting to get for probably a good 20 years at this point.
I finally did it.
Never pulled the trigger, so.
I met a lady, a young lady at a show one night, and she happened to be an artist, and I told her my story, and she's like, we should talk. And she's got some good ideas, and Going to do it.
That's really cool.
Got in my consultation Thursday. A couple of weeks, I got my art, and then art consultation, and then March the 20th, I go under the needle.
Nice. That sounds pretty cool.
For as long, she booked it for 5 hours. She said, "We'll see how well you do since it's your first one." I said, "Yeah, please," because I don't, you know,
I'm gonna take a couple of leave before we show up there.
Yeah, it's my first one, so yeah, I figure if you're gonna go strong.
Yeah, yeah, I've got one that I want to get, but I just never got around to it.
Yeah, this one, her ideas, that's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. Cool. Terrified, but
hey, when you get it done, send me a picture and I'll tweet it out on our.
All right, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, folks, that's the show for this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And this review came to us from Cam from Our True Crime Podcast. I've listened to Cam and Jen on Our True Crime Podcast, and they're going to be at the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago, where I'm going to be, and hopefully I'm going to talk Phil eventually into to go into that. But Cam said, "It's Florida fun. What could go wrong?" She gave us 5 stars and said, "These two guys are hilarious. So natural, and the banter between the two invites you into the convo as you are sitting there in the booth eating grits with them." I do want to say I do not eat grits, but I know Phil does.
Oh, fuck, I love some grits, man.
And Florida...
Put some shrimp on top of it. Shrimp and grits. Even just grits by himself. With some butter, big old bunch, slab of butter on top of it. Now you give me that before I go. You give me that before I go to Dollar General? Oh yeah. Then I'll have a chubby. You damn straight.
To continue, and Florida, come on. There's plenty of humor there, and these two fellas highlight those characters. How is that not funny? Love them so much. Except I think you're wrong on Bill Paxton. It's Chet from Weird Science. For good sakes, he's a great actor. Shaking my head. Keep up the great stories. Say no. To hoo-ha hiding.
Well, you know, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I while I am a big, very big fan of Weird Science, some great songs came out of that from Oingo Boingo.
Daniel. Weird Science.
I do. That was a very good movie. And I cannot pull the actress's name off the top of my head, but she was fucking hot. But yes, Chet is from Weird Science. Yes, he did play Weird Science, but great. I'm going to, the word great actor, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree or challenge off of that.
Okay, well, yeah. Well,
but that's just my opinion. True. We're all entitled to opinion, but exactly. I do think there should be a constitutional amendment that the vagina should be renamed as the hoo-ha.
Agreed. We have another review as well. This one comes to us from Bruce Fluffy Toes in Great Britain. Bruce,
Great Britain.
Bruce says, "Don't drown the animals. Funny podcast, but nearly stopped listening after the animal incident. We'll listen to more." Smiley face. So yeah, as I did say in the subsequent episodes, I did not actually drown a possum. That did not happen. I was just making things up for comedy's sake. Yes, exactly. Okay.
Fair enough.
So hopefully Bruce listened to the next episode where I did.
We have quite a few animals around here, and we do not hate animals.
No.
Although we despise them at times, and they are a pain in the asses, but no, we do not partake in cruelty to animals.
Correct.
Well, cruelty to pets.
Or possum.
Well, it depends. I shot a possum once.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
He was eating out of a bird feeder.
Yeah, you kind of got
it. I shot her with a BB gun.
You didn't kill her, though.
Oh, no. You know what the bitch did?
Hissed at you?
No. She turned around, looked at me, took her hind claw and scraped the BB out. It fell on the deck, and they looked at me and hissed at me.
I told you to hiss at. Those fuckers are mean.
No. I'm like, all right, fair enough.
All right.
Take all you want.
All right, that is it.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
And I'll be on there more. Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. And they are Roxanne, Travis, Heather, Katie,
our favorite,
Jessica. Our newest, Oh, no. Before I mention our newest patrons, Koneth did actually increase his Patreon subscription. Yep.
Thank you, my man.
So thank you, Koneth.
But Heather's still my favorite, just
and
for the record.
Okay. So our new patrons are Erica and Sammy from the Hidden Staircase podcast. You'll hear Sammy's promo for the Hidden Staircase on this episode. But yeah, Sammy is now a Patreon subscriber as well. And I wanted to mention that we do have new merchandise on FloridaMenPodcast.com.
We do?
We do.
And you are sporting one tonight.
I am sporting because I did order a sample. I have the Skunk Ape Florida Men t-shirt. That one just comes in a green, but we have the Florida Men logo shirt as well, and that comes in several different colors. All but one of those colors are Heather. So we have one that's just yellow, but we also have, let me just...
The suspense is killing me.
So we have Heather Prism Mint, Heather Blue, Heather Prism Peach, Heather Prism Ice Blue, Heather Orange, Heather Prism Lilac, Heather Raspberry, and Yellow. Those are the actual colors from our new provider. And I picked those just for Heather. But I did want a yellow shirt, too, so I did.
You had to throw yellow.
I had to throw yellow. Yes. Yeah. So, Heather, those are for you.
Mm-hmm. But for the record, you are no longer his favorite, but... You know who's your bud.
All right.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast. Are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my fucking ass.
Oh, you threw in a fuck in there now, huh?
I did. Yep.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, a Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.